Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Penny Smith. Hello, Penny.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Penny is director of the Show Me State Air Show, which will be coming up here in just a few months. So we thought we'd bring her in today to just talk about what's being planned and ways that maybe the community can connect with it. So Penny, when is the show going to be, first of all?
The show this year is September 14 and 15, with some special things happening on September 13.
Okay. And again, you say this year because it's the second year that we've had this show. So let's talk a little bit about last year's show. So what were some of the things that kind of jogged their memory, what you did last year?
Well, we had the RE/MAX skydiving team, which will also be back this year. Nothing like watching a bunch of guys jump out of an aircraft, right? That's something I can't do. And then we also had Stephen Covington. He has the Pitts Raptor. He was the one that raced the motorcycle, which was a big attention grabber at last year's show. The kids loved it. And then, of course, we had the B-25 and several other aircraft from past military history.
Yeah.
We recognized several of our military personnel as well.
So it was wildly popular. Came back again this year. This year, again, the dates are going to be September 14th and 15th from 9 to 2 o'clock at the airport. So with an air show, is there a theme this year for it?
There is. We are celebrating the 80th anniversary of D-Day, which will be featuring our World War II veterans.
All right. You mentioned that on the 13th, there's some special things going on. What's going on the 13th?
So on the 13th, this year new is that we are having a STEM/career day. It is from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We are inviting high schools and college students and actually just about anybody in the public that's looking for a career here in the capital city or surrounding counties. We'll have several businesses, the state, colleges will be there recruiting as well, military, just about everybody you can think of because everybody's looking for somebody to come to work right now.
Sure. Well, and what better place if you have an interest in that or just a curiosity as a student to come check out, put your hands on machinery.
This is true. I mean, transformers potentially will be there. We're going to have engines there, you know, to look at lots of hands-on things. And we thought, what's cooler than watching an air show rehearsal during the day?
Absolutely.
As you're looking for a job.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about some of the activities that will be there for the show itself on the 14th and 15th of September.
Yes. Okay. So what we're going to have, which is very exciting this year, is the appearance of the That's All Brother, the C-47 that led the Maine airborne invasion of Normandy, dropping more than 13,000 paratroopers into the battle. They are coming this year and are going to drop 12 of the round canopy parachuting team. If you can just picture that. So round parachutes are not so easy to steer.
Yeah.
So they have to have a very wide area to be able to drop from the plane and land. And I mean, 12 of those round parachutes coming out of that aircraft, it's going to be amazing. So very exciting to have both of them there this year. They'll also be dressed in World War II gear. So it's just like they dropped coming in at Normandy. We also have the reappearance of the tactical demonstration by the it's a commemorative Air Force Helldiver. It is the one and only operational Helldiver in the world. And it is coming here. It's one of five, but only one of them, this one, is operational. It's very, very unique. We have groups coming in from St. Louis and Kansas City and from out of state just to see this aircraft do its demonstration. So we're very excited to have it. Now, this aircraft is a bomber, and it was responsible for more ship tonnage sunk during World War II than any other aircraft. So it's pretty special.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll also have other aircraft there as well that are World War II related. You know, the P-51. Again, the B-25 will be there as well. If you want to come, take a look. You can climb in, take a look at it. It's really cool. But to have some of them flying, you know, that's a big deal. The maintenance on them alone, it takes a lot. These are old planes.
Sure. Well, I would imagine the fuel just to get here would be expensive as well.
It is very expensive. Trying to keep them maintained and getting them here, the oil, the fuel, the number of crew that it takes to get them here and then back. It's a lot.
Are there any other type of historical vehicles going to be there?
Besides the classic car show that we'll be having, we also have military vehicles. Some very, very vintage, rare World War II vehicles will be there, as well as other era of the military. We're very excited to have them, and it takes, you know, some special care to get them here. Very appreciative of them bringing them for everybody to take a look at.
Right. So what are some fundraising ways that you try to fund this air show?
So we are currently still looking for some sponsors. We've got some wonderful sponsors that have come on board, but we could use some more. You know, if you're interested, we do have a sponsor information on our website, which is actually showmestateairshow.org. You can go on there, just click on sponsors, and you can look at all that information if you want to be a part of this. There's unique ways, you know, if something like that doesn't particularly, you know, spark an interest, but say you want to go flying in one of these things, you can just call me. The number is on the website as well. We can work it out to where, you know, if you'd rather have less recognition but more experience, we can do that.
Would that be then on days before the show, or is it during the show, or it's to be determined?
It's to be determined. We try to work that out as best we can with the person who is paying for that experience.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting I would like to do that with one of those round parachutes. Just saying that right now.
Yeah, me either.
All right. Just so we get that clear. Okay. So again, the date is September 14th and 15th. So in addition to sponsorships, I understand you're also charging admission this year.
Yes, we are. We hate to do it, but this is something where if we want to be able to bring this to the city, we do need to raise money in every way we can and still keep it reasonable for everybody. So we are only charging $5 at the gate, and it's for 5 and up.
Okay.
Free, of course, to our military personnel and our veterans. You just need to show proof at the gate that you are, then there is no fee for you. The reason why we chose 5 and up is because we have a new area at the air show as well. It's a kids area. We have plenty of bounce houses and obstacle course, STEM booths. I mean, there is plenty for everybody to do and enjoy.
As you consider this for your family to do, so I'm assuming there are concessions there. The airport's not real close to a restaurant or other concessionary type stuff. So do you have a concession area planned?
Yes. This year we will have more because we're anticipating a larger crowd. We have more food vendors coming, chicken, hamburgers, hot dogs, pizza, pulled pork, all kinds of vendors. Mm-hmm. We'll also have merchandise vendors selling t-shirts and little toy planes, and kids can make gliders while they're there. There's also veteran assistance booths that will be there that will be able to answer any questions that veterans have. Of course, a lot of our sponsors will have booths there for hiring purposes. Military recruiting will be there. And then you'll also see several colleges there.
Just from a standpoint of, again, preparing to visit this, where's parking at for this?
We had so many thousand people come last year that we are revamping the parking. I will have a map on the website that will give you, everybody, an idea of exactly how that'll work. And that way they can just go to the website, map it out the way that works from their route best.
Yeah.
But if it rains, all of that changes because that's grass parking. It will be at the state parking lots. And again, that'll be on the website.
Okay. And then you would have a trolley of some sort?
We will have transportation from the parking lot to the airport, yes.
Okay. Obviously, there's a lot of details. This has probably been more than a year in the making, I would presume. What drives you to do this every year?
Our family business has been in the air show business for over 20 years. We've traveled coast to coast all over the United States doing air shows with other entities. I've developed an interest that way. I also have family that is currently in the military and retired military, and of course, lots of friends that have done so as well. And so I thought it was a great thing to bring to our Tri-County area, recognizing everybody and already having some past experience with air shows. Why not do that here in our capital city?
Yeah. So you mentioned there is a lot of emphasis on events and activities for veterans. What are some of the things you've heard from veterans who attended last year?
So the great thing about last year's event, a lot of people didn't realize what I was saying when I said we're bringing an air show. They're very familiar with fly-ins. They've seen aircraft fly overhead, you know, that are awesome and rare and interesting, but an air show is a whole different ballgame. So when we invited veterans to the actual air show, they were in awe. They thought it was fantastic. The family members said they couldn't stop talking about it. We're excited to come this year. And several of the World War II veterans that we've interviewed so so far for this year's show, which will be featured on large screens in front of the crowds this year. They're excited. They want to come. And we're talking about individuals 99, 100, 103 years old that want to be there to be a part of the air show, which is exciting. These gentlemen are amazing.
All right. Well, again, the show is going to be September 14th to 15th, 9 to 2 o'clock at the airport. What's the website again?
It's showmestateairshow.org.
All right. So stay tuned for more event notifications on it as more details come about. Penny, thanks for joining us today.
Appreciate you having me on your show.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.